With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Tuesday, everyone. It is Dom time. Welcome on board. Henry Winkler will be with us momentarily. I think I've spoken with him once over the years. And I was watching last night the latest episode of Barry, HBO series, which airs on Sunday nights. And he's one of the stars of this. And it was quite an episode last night. This is the guy that has had a tremendous array of showbiz related projects. I mean, a star in just about every medium you can imagine. He's coming to Philadelphia for Wizard World Comic Con at the Pennsylvania Convention Center Thursday, May 17th through Sunday, May 20th. Tickets are available at wizardworld.com. Henry Winkler back in Philadelphia with us. Henry, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Well, you know what? I came the first time in the 70s when I was doing Happy Days, and I've been coming ever since. And it just, the city is so incredibly warm to me.
Well, absolutely. How can you not be to Henry Winkler? But when I went back, since the last time I've talked with you, and checked all the roles and checked all the things that you've done, it is an incredible career. And I really like Barry. I wouldn't have seen it. I'd heard about it, except for knowing you're coming to town, so I started to watch it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, exactly. It was around me, because there's so many things out there to watch on Netflix, et cetera. What, give people the thing that Henry Winkler does. What's your role in Barry?
Very simply, Bill Hader, who we all love
yep.
from Saturday Night Live and Trainwreck, put together with Alec Berg a show where he is an ex-Marine and can't find a job and becomes a hitman. And he is great at it, but hates it. And all of a sudden, he follows the person he's supposed to take out through a door. The person turns around, shoves papers in his hand, and this guy, Bill Hader, finds himself on a stage in an acting class doing a scene with the very guy he's supposed to kill.
Oh, God.
He realizes, this is my purpose. I want to be an actor. And I'm the teacher.
Yes, and last night's episode that I really liked is, I'm not sure if he's done this before, to get his motivation, though, method acting, I guess, how he goes back to do that, then storms onto the stage crying because of the death of the Queen. Wow, that guy, you know, I don't know where his motivation comes from.
I'll tell you exactly. He, for those of you who don't watch, I'm just going to give you a little spoiler. He unfortunately has to, because of circumstance, kill his friend, which motivates him like a rocket out of his shoes.
It is very, very interesting from a wild premise. And But your career now with these events like Comic-Con, what do people come in? They're not expecting to see the Fonz, right? I mean, what
No.
are they coming doing?
You know what is amazing? Well, first of all, I love coming to Comic-Con because I get to see all the people that have supported me for so many years. And I bring my children's books and pictures, some T-shirts. And I stand on the other side of the table so that I'm one-on-one with all of the guests that come to my table. And I actually get to look in their eye, and for a moment, we share together what they enjoyed. Now, some people come for Happy Days, Waterboy, Arrested Development, Parks and Rec. The travel show that I do with Bill Shatner and George Foreman and Terry Bradshaw, Better Late Than Never, and Jeff Dye. And now, Barry. People are Finding Barry on HBO at 10:30 Sunday nights, and it is fantastic.
It is. The premise is unbelievable. Now, I'm a huge fan of Parks and Rec. When I read this in the bio, I don't remember, though, what you did in Parks and Rec. And every year, here's why it got me. I never saw a show that I thought was so good, and yet every year was on the bubble to be voted off or continue on. It was incredible. With
you know what? If you make a television show and it is too high quality, you're pretty much guaranteed to get it off the air. I don't know why, but it's true. The people at Parks and Rec were so clever, and Amy Poehler and Adam Scott and Audrey Plaza, all of those people, it was so funny, Chris Platt. So I played Dr. Saperstein.
Oh, that's right. Now, okay.
And Ben Schwartz was my son. Jenny Slate was my daughter. And they were the craziest children ever birthed by a human being.
Now I remember it. Now it's coming back. Yeah, I had
money,
forgotten.
Please.
So when will Henry Winkler be here at Comic-Con for your fans?
Okay, so I will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I have to go home Sunday afternoon. And I will be there from whenever it starts in the morning until it finishes at night.
Wow. That is quite a commitment.
As I said, I have my children's books. They are on the bestseller list of the New York Times. You know, I'm dyslexic. I have a learning challenge. So they're comedies about a little boy whose glass is half full. He just spills it everywhere. And his name is Hank Zipser.
How did you get into that? How did you get into children's
books? You know what? It was a false stop, kind of like a stopgap measure, where I was not being able to work as an actor. Somebody suggested, write books for children about your learning challenges. I said, I can't because I think I'm stupid. And he said, no, I'm going to introduce you to Lynn Oliver. I met Lynn, a woman who knows all about children's literature. We met for lunch and hatched Hank Zipser. And we have written 30 novels that are in 9 languages. And the Queen of England gave me an OBE for the work that I do with children who learn differently. 1 out of 5 kids.
What did you think of the Queen? What did Henry Winkler think of the Queen?
Because I'm an American, I had to get it from the ambassador.
Oh, okay.
I could not get it and pledge my allegiance to the Queen being an American.
I see. Well, you know what? It is tremendous talk
about that. But I would compliment her. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I would compliment her on her hats. I would say, ma'am, I think you are stylish. You are just screaming hot with those hats.
Well, I hope to get down and see you because you really, you really do reach out to your fans. And what a career. And thanks so much for Barry. I've shared it with my wife, told her about that. It's an unusual premise.
Thank you.
But the two of you in it are great.
I'm going to tell Bill Hader and Alec Berg because those are the two guys who were sitting around and said, hey, what about a hitman? Nah, I don't think a hitman is a good idea. What about if the hitman wants to be an actor? Oh, that's good.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy Philadelphia again. Thanks for joining us here today at Wizard World Comic Con. Tickets available at wizardworld.com. Henry, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
You know what? It is a pleasure to chat with you, and I look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Henry.
A pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.